All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Talk Cock Podcast. Back again, boys. Back again. With your host, Donkey.
Parapunde.
Parapunde. Larry and TK. On your favorite Talk Cock Podcast.
Really? Favorite?
Favorite?
Really? Your favorite podcast.
There's only like 5 listeners.
I mean, for those 5 listeners, this is their favorite, I bet, right?
Like, in a background music, like when I'm in the kitchen, like cooking, and like, oh fuck, I need some Parapundes talking in the background. Here comes Talk Cock Podcast!
Yeah, imagine they listen to us for pity, but not for we are interested. It's like, I know TK, he's a nice guy, I'll just give him some watch time. I'll play it in the background.
This is like pity sex.
Yeah, imagine nobody is listening. It's just, it's just they're trying to be nice. A good friend, a good supportive friend.
Bro, I would be happy if I had a friend that was like so supportive that they would literally play an hour and a half long podcast every week to support me. Like, even that would mean a lot. But
hey, I did that, bruh. I fucking did that.
And you're here now. So he's no more friends.
I think you guys even talked about me in one episode that I'm your biggest fan. Because I would listen to each episode. Because, not because, like, I loved listening to you, but mostly because TK is trying to do something for himself and I want to support him. And then once I started listening to you guys, it felt like I was actually like hanging out. It didn't feel like a podcast. And I would have so many remarks. I'm like, shit, if I was there, I could have told that. I could have made that joke.
you feel like one of the banchos just listening to the podcast.
I mean, probably because there's a bias that I'm a good friend of yours, so that's why. But regardless,
you are us, Larry. Okay, you are one of us. That's the thing. You can't ignore it.
Once a Parapundit, forever a Parapundit.
I don't know about that.
But I am sad, though, that we lost our biggest fan. Like, literally, we had the only fan who would, like, listen to every episode. And, like, now I don't even know who else to the show. But
and he's here now.
I did that same thing. Like, there was I don't know on which week, but I was on that episode. But I boot up my YouTube and it showed like it had like 8 views. And I'm like, oh, it has only 8 views. I guess I'll just play it in the background, even if it's us talking. And I just let it sit there for an hour. While I'm playing. Listening to my...
Don't say that. People are going to think that's all our views. Just us playing it back again.
You need like about 4,000 hours of watch time to even get monetized. But until you get that, you can like cheat a bit. Like, do you know there are Indian people who actually have systems in which they boot up, let's say, 20, 30 tabs at once in their
Indian people.
Okay, so it's pretty common in South Asia to make YouTube accounts monetized and then they sell the monetized account to people. It's a business, basically. It's popular in South America because the labor is cheap, and if you can sell one account, you can sell it for a good amount. So what they do is they rack up a lot of watch time by playing the video. So let's say they will open 27 tabs on Chrome, 27 tabs on Firefox, or and have like 4 or 5 devices like that and play the videos constantly. So on a loop or something. So a few days or after a week or two, they would accumulate 4,000 hours of watch time. And let's say they will put some content which will actually generate some subscribers. So let's say how to do videos, like how do I fix my light bulb, or I don't know, like how to lawn up, whatever. So they rack up those things like within a month, and then they like make all those videos private and try to sell the YouTube account for a good price. So that every video afterwards you post, you actually get AdSense. So, and you already have 1,000 subscribers, so you don't feel like the grind is that much, even though it is. But it's just a boost up, and a lot of people do it.
Okay. Oh, it's time TK does it.
No, like, at least it will generate you some money. Yes.
I don't think so. Even if a YouTube channel is monetized, like, there is no guarantee you're going to make any money off of that unless you've gotten to a substantial amount of actual views. Like, your channel can be monetized, but, like, it's very hard to still make money from that channel.
Right? Yeah,
like,
sure.
Especially if it's not organic. Like, these 1,000 subscribers were bought it, and the watch time is just from your farming your own videos. Like, it's not gonna get actual views unless there's like actual content that pops off.
Yeah, sure. No, I'm not denying that. But what I'm saying is, like, it becomes a bit easier in terms of, because now you're recognized, you have a YouTube partnership, you are in a YouTube partnership program. But yeah, obviously, if the videos don't get views, and if it's not organic, you're not going to make money. But it still helps, because for the first 50 videos, maybe you won't make any money because you're still striving to get that 4,000 hours and the subscribers. So now you just, like, in the near future, you can. And the thing what people do is they use beef. So I've seen a lot of channels. Okay, so they use other celebrities and names or titles to actually rack up views, because nobody wants to listen to me and TK because they don't know us. So our opinion doesn't... Yeah, because our opinion doesn't matter. But what they will do is, let's say they will put up something like, Leonardo DiCaprio did this and you won't believe it. Or PewDiePie is leaving YouTube, here is why. And, you know, like, these sort of videos, while they talk about celebrities or big stars in the platform, so that they farm those fans. And that's what gets you clicks and views. I remember a despicable thing happening, like, one streamer, Technoblade, he died of cancer last year. And there were legitimately channels making 20, 30 videos within a week of trying to farm views from his death. Like, I don't know how people are so weird, but they were like, top 10 moments of Technoblade. This person said this about Technoblade. We are very sad that he died. And it was like a bunch of that, just so people will click on it. And it works, as sad as it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is the harsh reality of business, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays you always see, like, Mr. Beast's name dropped in the title for no reason at all. And, like...
No, you can't do that anymore, because you can get copyrighted issue. Now you have to take permission. It kinda got a bit... Like, otherwise you might have
an issue. Name in the video without, like... Like, who's gonna copyright?
I mean, his team, I don't...
Is Mr. Beast gonna go around copywriting every video with his name?
I mean, he has a team. It's not like he's doing it manually by himself. He has a team, legal team for sure.
I don't...
No, if you're making a bunch of money off his name, like abusing his name or using his name in the wrong contents, then yeah. But if it's like a positive marketing, maybe they will let it slide. But it's up to them.
Yeah, but I don't think YouTubers usually do that. It's usually the fucking companies and like music labels and stuff that like go around copyright striking everyone.
No.
I don't think like big YouTubers especially, they get used to it. Like PewDiePie, I remember when he was like the most popular YouTuber, everyone used to farm his name. They'd be like, oh, PewDiePie did this, or just like PewDiePie, shit like that. And they do this all the time.
Wait, TK, your volume is whacked as fuck, man. You're going in and out of volume. Can't hear you at all.
Hello. What about now?
Yeah, it's good.
I guess I'll just have to hold it here.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that happens, but I mean, I, from what I've seen from our channel analytics, we don't even have 1,000 watch hours yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a weird ass podcast out of nowhere.
Is that possible? I think the first days I used to listen on Spotify, so maybe that's.
Yeah, because like until the first 30 or 25 episodes, I think the first 30 episodes, I used to like upload on Spotify before like I switched to like making it like video content and YouTube. So it was just all Spotify, and all those episodes where I like fucking edited all of the individual ones and later uploaded them to YouTube. They weren't on YouTube at first.
Maybe that's one.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like what I was trying to tell you is that like if you use other people's name to grow a name, even though it's not the ideal way, but that's the, I wouldn't say the easiest way, but that's the way you can see traction in your channel or involvement of actual organic viewers. Because I have seen a few channels who have like 3 videos but have like 50,000 subscribers or 80,000 subscribers within like 5 to 7 videos. They made 100,000 because those 5 or 7 videos were quality videos and actually informative and was marketed to an audience who would actually watch.
Well,
the quality of your uploads actually matter.
Well, of course it does. So maybe we should just put Mr. Beast in the title of this episode and see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't think so. Anybody's gonna click an hour long video just to
Mr.
ask
Mr. Beast names. Did what? But like, it's not like I haven't clickbaited, okay, enough times on this fucking show. Like, put names of Johnny Depp, fucking, what's that woman's name? I forgot.
Amber.
Yeah, Amber Heard, Will Smith, Chris Rock, so much, okay? I'm not a stranger to clickbaiting out here, okay? Right. We play nerdy out here.
Okay, so Mr. Beast scammed all of his viewers, and here is how.
Is this gonna copyright strike me? Question mark.
Oh, the only one TK managed to strike gold without doing anything was surprisingly the shot of me playing with donkeys.
Yeah.
Those one short, like in particular, got like 77,000 views out of nowhere.
Donkey.
Yeah.
And another one got like about 5,000 or 10,000. Check.
Yeah, I think even TikTok clips works actually very good as well.
Yeah, it does.
But for that you have to, you know, like do a bit of good editing, maybe put subtitles as well, and hope that one of your clips actually goes viral. The one with donkey.
Yeah, TikTok is the way to grow, actually. Like, shorts and TikTok, like, those short form content are basically the only ways to grow now. Like, you can, it's very hard, it's easier to get people to click a fucking 15 second clip than it is for them to get to click a 1 hour video, or even a 10 minute or 5 minute video, right? Like, I like, it works on me, bro. Like, I go on my YouTube channel and sometimes I'll be watching a video or something, and in the middle of the scrolling my timeline, I'm like, oh, there's some shorts as well that seems interesting. Let me just click on there. And without leaving the video, right? Like, I'm already watching a video, I can watch a short at the same time, be done with the short, and then go back to my video. Like, without having to cancel the video. Yeah, it works on the YouTube app. Okay. Like, you know how you can minimize? Once you play a video, you can minimize it. So when you minimize it and go to your home page on YouTube, and you scroll down to the shorts section, you can actually play those shorts. And after you're done playing it, you go back, your video is right there. The, like, minimized player, and you just click resume. Start watching it again.
You know, like, another outrageous thing about titles is that I have noticed a few channels who would have hot takes, like, intentionally, that it's not true, it can be possible, but they would pretend that it is. Ah, we got our friend Craig there as well.
This is so weird.
Wait, why do I look like that?
I was like, what the fuck is that?
Is this, yeah, I didn't even notice. I'm like, who's that after?
Mine is hair and yours is just beard.
Bro, I thought that's an African dude with an afro. And down
the
is just a fucking fish.
The only one he got right, the closest one is fucking Craig. Craig is the most realistic one here.
Yeah.
Look at Larry. His one is pretty accurate.
How? I do this with my hands? Like, what?
I mean, just though you're doing a pose like that.
I mean, you do that. You do that.
Yeah. That. So I was like, oh, okay. So that's Larry's pose.
So, hands up, like, I'm all...
Well, yeah, I mean, this is from my point of view, what I'm seeing.
It looks like a toddler's drawing. It's like baby's first drawing in nursery school.
Well, why are you laughing at my art skills? Are you laughing at me? Are you saying that I'm bad at art, you parapunde?
We couldn't have done that, so props to you. Like, ours would have been like a circle and a stick, and that's it. Like, done.
This is my mission for this session.
Like, he has his iPad, so you can at least draw a line straight.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Oh, so you want straight line? Okay.
What were we even talking about?
Oh, titles, yeah. I was talking about, like, people would put in their hot takes on titles. Like, I saw this outrageous title that I had to click on the video. And I knew it's a trap, but I had to watch it just so I can judge them. Uh-huh. So, for those who are not football fans, like, Neymar is one of the biggest players of his generation, at least to the top five. And the title goes, like, Neymar is not the top 10 player even in his generation. And I'm like, bitch, there's Ronaldo, Messi, and then Neymar. Or he has to be in the top 5. He is a very good player. What the fuck are you talking about? Why do you have a YouTube channel of football when you don't know that he is one of the best player in his era? And that got me so upset that I clicked on this video and listened to this fucking idiot talk about football when he doesn't know. And halfway through, I realized, like, he knows, but he's doing this for the views. and he has 100,000 views to back up China looks stupid. So it's like basically being stupid intentionally to get clout.
Yeah.
It's like trying to be the Chandler in Mr. B's video, like losing money intentionally to, oh, I'm so clumsy. Oh, I can't fucking do it for the money.
I don't know. I don't watch usually Mr. Beast videos, so
I haven't seen him for a year or two, but that's how Chandler was, I presume, like 2-3 years ago.
But yeah, it works though, because like no matter how much of a stupid take you might have, on the internet there's gonna be people who are gonna agree with you. Okay? Like,
or disagree like me, and it will bring clout regardless.
Yeah, but especially it's the hate farming, you know. It's like the more outrageous the title or the thumbnail, the more outrageous a claim you can make in the video. It doesn't matter if you can back it up in the video or not, you will get clicks from people just because it's the outrage clicks, right? And you can see like stupid content is getting more popular day by day on YouTube or TikTok. Doesn't matter, like absolute stupidity to the max. And people, you're gonna see in the comment section people actually agreeing with that shit, and you'll be like, what the fuck is going on in this world? Am I going crazy right now? What is happening?
Yeah, like there are people who believe in like UFO and aliens.
You don't?
Well, hold on there, okay? What are you trying to say here, okay?
You don't?
So you do believe in aliens and, aliens coming to Earth, you believe that?
Yep.
Yeah, you think the pyramids build themselves?
I mean...
No, I believe in it because there's a lot of technologies that far surpasses. We have the technology, the result of a particular futuristic technology before we have the solution to how to build it.
Yeah, but that's not how it works, though. Because if somebody gives you from the future that you didn't already have,
then no, not future. Not future, but as in like a technology that we currently don't have the knowledge to possess. So it's a technology that's from a different planet. So that's the only way I can label it like futuristic, because, you know, we are progressing towards that.
Well, I don't know about the technology thing, but like,
more. Wait, TK, your volume is.
Yeah, more and more we see like the UFO sightings, and like even the U.S. government has made it public now, the documents of like multiple UFO. UFO sightings, records over the years. And that shit is like, you know, it's kind of weird that like we always thought there were UFOs and shit, but the government was trying to hide. And now we know that, and now the government has published it, and now we know for sure that there were UFOs, and there are still like UFO sightings around the world. So, you know, they could be like technology, like aircrafts from different countries, but there are some UFO sightings that like defy reality, like defy the
advancement.
Or the technological cap that we have right now, like it surpasses that. So you gotta ask yourself, like, and the universe is not small, okay? It's like very unlikely that we are the only living, that we are the only intelligent species in the whole universe. So there might as well be aliens.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I believe in our, solar system, that it's highly likely that we are the ones, or we are the only developed ones, who has the means to actually, let's say, monitor at least Pluto or a bit far, right? And from those monitoring clips and whatnot, we didn't see any life forms. It's safe to presume that in this solar system, we are the only living beings, apart from animals, obviously, in our Earth, but in other planets, we are the only ones. And the issue is, we don't have the means of technology to actually travel in light years and see for ourselves how much of the universe is without animal race. So, and I think that could be true for those race or animals or aliens, whatever you want to call them. So there is no way for us to know. And if they have the technology to come here with that many UFO sightings, I don't think so. The government just can hide it that easily. Because because as much as we want to believe we don't want to believe our governments and be like, oh, Area 51 has something or whatnot, these guys are in our political system, they cannot keep a secret like that. They just don't have the means to, because somewhere there's going to be a leak and the opposition party, so the left, right, or the left, right side, somebody would know from the opposition side who is not the president at that point, and they're going to leak the information and be like, did you know your government tried to hide this from you? And it will just blah blah. The government officials would not unite to keep this away from the citizen, because it's not possible. Because the way our political system is, like, they blame each other for anything and everything. So if you hide aliens, the other person is gonna come in and be like, oh, he hide all the aliens and he. He took away humanity's whatever, right? Like reason to prosper, or massive $1 billion information this government took away from the Earth. They're gonna banish him, they're gonna make his life miserable or her life miserable. So I don't think so. Governments can actually keep it a secret, as much as we like to believe that they can.
So you're saying our whole raid on Area 51 was for nothing?
Naruto ran
all the way to the middle of nowhere to leave empty-handed. We are never gonna get our hands on those triple titty blue aliens. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Larry?
I mean, because the most
avatar titties.
The most arguments where the government is not telling us. But I'm pretty sure government can't hide
obviously, like, Area 51 and all the experiments, that's going a bit too far. But I don't think there's a whole conspiracy about, like, the government. Like, I don't think they know much about it, okay? I think they know as much, maybe just a bit more than we as the general population know about. Like, of course they knew about the UFO sightings, they just wanted to keep it private to not alarm the public, you know, because people panic and whatnot, and they must have thought that, oh, people are dumb, they can't handle the truth and shit. So, yeah, they just keep it classified. And, I think there still could be possibility. I don't think the governments know anything more about this other than UFO sightings and some strange occurrences without any actual proof of anything, right? I don't think they actually have, like, avatar-like blue aliens with three titties locked up in a basement somewhere experimenting on them. But, I mean, suspicious. And I, for the most part, I don't think like politicians, like most politicians, don't have access to these classified information. Only the highest of the highest, like clearance, like the president and like the highest top military, you know, officers have clearance for these classified information.
Wait, TK, your volume is gone.
Is it completely gone?
No, you're just getting further and further away.
No, you can't keep your hands steady. That's what he's trying to say. All
right.
He didn't want it to call you incompetent or something like that. Like you're useless, can't do one job. He didn't want it. He didn't mean that, right, Donkey? It was just telling you that. For some people, it's hard to listen to one thing at a time, like just do one job, just hold the mic. Because for some people, it's hard. And Donkey clearly understands that.
Right,
like, it can't be challenging.
Try holding the fucking mic, dude. You're not even wearing anything.
I don't need to.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what's your point?
Fucking hell. To buy another pair of headphones.
Yep, apparently so it seems.
Well, I'll try to figure out if you need a headphone or not in the first place. Maybe you can, you know, work around like I do and don't need a headphone.
I do. Because I have to record the whole thing.
Sure, whatever you say.
Do that on my phone.
Sure.
Anyways, so besides that, what other topics you guys?
Oh have? My god! Look at this. This is so awesome. I have a little bit hair less than I would have wanted. It looks like I have this hair.
I'll fix that shit.
No, it's perfect, Donkey.
It's okay.
I don't like the enthusiasm here.
What the fuck?
No problem.
It's like a horror movie. Like
I like that gory stuff.
Horror cartoon. But yeah, other than that, what topics like Yeah, that hair is much better. You're right. That fits you much better than the previous one.
I'll take it. I like the spookiness of it, actually.
That's all I am about. No, I think this.
No, this is...
This is the family-friendly version of the previous one. This is for
this is the first one, and then it transitions to that, the dark one out of nowhere. Like something happened, and like that we're all dark.
No, your early 20s and your early 30s, and that's the difference.
Like as we progress, like every episode, and that's how we started, and now this is how we end the episode time.
This is how we start. Like this is how
this could work as our what do you call the thumbnail? I don't know.
Yeah, it could.
It's pretty scary though. It's like, are you scared for your pants?
you should send that in the server.
Perfect for Halloween though. I dared you to click on this video with this thumbnail. That would have been like a good shit. I don't know.
But Halloween, we had a nice episode though. We had a good thumbnail because I used the donkey's fucking Joker costume. For that episode thumbnail, and it did pretty well. We got more views than usual on that episode.
What the fuck?
Like, yeah, at the time. Like, now we're getting more views, actually. Like, we're... Yeah, we're getting more views in the last few weeks. But at the time, that was one of the, like, highest viewed episodes.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. And, as long as there's a steady improvement, our trajectory, that's pretty fucking good. What's up?
Cool, Anna. Oh, you guys carry on. I have a work message I need to reply. I'll be back.
I thought the clickbait was pretty good for that episode. It was like, Donkey goes too far for the spooky Halloween special. And then the picture of like two fucking clowns in the dark. That was pretty good. That was... I guess... Oh, okay, so the, you were there in that episode.
Oh yeah, I wasn't there.
No, you were. It was like the first, no, like the second episode you were in or something.
Okay. But Donkey had a costume on while I was on the podcast, I believe. Like, he had this, like, devilish horn. I don't know what episode was that.
The fuck?
Yeah, I think I remember that. I just thought that was Halloween. But then what was it if it wasn't Halloween?
Devilish horns? What are you talking
about? Am I tripping? I'm pretty sure, like, he had this, like...
talking about the accessory I was wearing. It was a Halloween episode.
I was on it. Otherwise, how do I remember it?
Oh, yeah, it was. It was the Halloween episode, yeah.
Yeah, then why did you fucking exclude me like that? Like, as if I wasn't there. I was there. Just fucking click on the video and see if I'm there or not. Like,
I forgot. Bro, I didn't...
You know what I was thinking? That I'm so delusional that I saw the episode and I thought I was in, even though I wasn't in. That's what I was thinking.
You just watched so much of the fucking podcast, now you don't even know which ones you were in and which ones you're not.
Yeah. That's fucking weird.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but yeah. So, Larry, what do you want?
Did you have a brain fart? You wanted to start the conversation somewhere. Halfway through. So, Larry.
No, I was thinking about the best way to deflect it to you. So, anyway, Larry. So, what's up with you? So, what do you want to talk about today?
Inflation is very bad. That's it. I feel like I've become that uncle. I don't know if you had this in your household, or even if Donkey did. The thing is, like, a lot of times in my household, there will be conversation that's like, "Do you know the eggs cost this much now? Potatoes, they cost a lot. Or do you know the oil that we cook? We can't cook anything. We can't fry anything because the oils are so expensive." So that's the conversation I listen to. Maybe for those who have never experienced it, I come from poverty and you don't, you fucking stuck up bitch. So if you...
Whoa.
Okay. So the thing is...
Slow on the internalized inferiority complex. Okay.
Yeah, no, like, I had those...
Wait, is my voice better now?
No. No.
Fuck's sake.
You gotta hold it. We keep telling you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
I know, like, it's the fucking typical Asian household conversation where, like, your mom or dad or anyone in the family, that's all. Like, you're gonna hear that every day. Like, "Oh, you know the fucking eggs and the chicken is so expensive now? I can't even buy the fucking...
What?" And they would buy in bulk and complain.
Yeah.
And the thing is...
It just seeps into people. But I always thought, like, why do they say these things? Like, what is the point of saying... I thought it was always so stupid. Like, are you actually... You're talking to me about inflation? I don't even fucking go to the market. I don't buy these things. I don't cook. Why are you telling me this?
No. Why am I telling you this is because, like, I feel that. Because, you know, like, when I came to Toronto in, like, 2020, $100 or $150 was plenty of food for me for 1 month. It was more than enough, and I would have whatever. Like, I would just go into the grocery store, and I wouldn't even check what's it cost. Obviously, I wouldn't pick whatever. I would be in a budget, but I wouldn't have to necessarily think how much it's going to cost, because once I divide it with my roommate, it's going to be enough for me to be okay with. 150, maybe 160. Now, that goes for 2 weeks or three, and like back I would buy a few bags of chips, crisps, popcorns, and yada yada yada, because I got some spare money, I can buy some snacks. And now, like, $15 for snacks, is it worth it? Nah, I can buy a whole chicken with this. I won't. And when I had that thought in my head, I'm like, to do what the fuck? Like, what? Like, am I thinking like that now? And that's what fucking, because, you know, like, in these 3 years our salary got increased by probably 60 cents, but inflation happened thrice at 7%, 6%, and 8%. So things have been 25% more expensive than it was 3 years ago. But my salary got increased 50 cents. So you can see the issue there. It's like, well, I'm making money every year.
I know it hurts. But the thing of the matter of the fact is, nobody really... Nobody really gives it. Like, what do you expect someone to say? Like,
yeah, what's but that's a big with the,
you know
thing,
how expensive shit is getting? What kind of conversation are you expecting from that?
Okay, it's like venting to somebody. It's not like, oh, give me a solution. It's like, you know, like, you have to get that out of your system, and once you do, you feel like, oh, I'm trying to make a change. Or you feel a bit lighthearted because you just put out your stress, as meaningless as it is, that it is what it is, you know? You just gotta let it out.
Yeah, you know? Now you know why your dad used to come back every day and be like, yeah, fuck this shit. Be like, yes, things are so expensive, the business is not going well, and all this shit, and just used to dump all that shit on you when you were just trying to have dinner. You're like, I don't know what to do with all this negativity.
You know, another weird thing is, like, growing up, I thought we were having a bad business year every year, until 3 years down the road, I got to know, actually, 3 years back, we were doing very well. But now we are doing horrible. And I'm like, wait, we were doing well? Like, wait, there was a time that our business was booming and you guys didn't tell me? I didn't get extra shoes. I didn't get one extra girl. I didn't get $5 extra for
exactly.
My allowance.
You never,
like,
tell.
What?
They'll never tell you if shit is going well. They're still keep, what? Like, hyping up the bad stuff and, like, keep slapping it on and layering it on. But you still think it's bad. You still think it's bad, right? But you know it's really bad when shit hits the fan, like, uncontrollably hard.
you know, in Asian household, to know that your family is doing well financially is if you see their grocery shoppings. So if your parents are buying a lot of good food, that means their business or job is they got a bonus or something. Because the trip, a trip to wherever comes way later, even to a restaurant for a meal at a restaurant, that comes way later. But the way you see it, if your dad is buying chocolates or buying a lot of expensive caviar food, so that's how you know, oh, maybe he had a good day today. So that's why he went aboard extra and got that Hilsha fish for, I don't know, 10,000, for example. So they would do that to show that appreciation.
What kind of fucking fish are you eating out here?
No, what do you mean? Like, a Hilsha fish costs a lot.
10,000, though?
Yeah, if you buy like 4 or 5 kilos of it.
Is that true? Are you just making shit up right now?
No, 1 kilo is like 3,000 or 4,000 taka,
There's no fucking way.
Yeah, it's very expensive in Bangladesh. It's also expensive here as well. It's like, I wanted to buy one Hilsha fish like a month ago and it was $50. And I was like, no, thank you. I don't need it. I don't like it that much to spend $50 on a fish.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, for people who don't know what fish we're talking about here, it's like Hilsha fish. It's like probably only... It's only available in like Bangladesh. And is it available in India? Might be. Like, it's a very local fish. I don't think people, outsiders, will know about this.
Oh, yeah, true. How do I... Okay, it's like one of those traditional food in Bangladesh that if you go to Bangladesh, you have to have it fresh. It's one of our...
I always thought it was, like, overhyped. Like, I didn't get it.
I mean, we have a holiday dedicated to eating this, sort of.
Well, not dedicated to eating this, but it's like this is like was the traditional food that people used to eat on that holiday.
Yeah.
It's like too many bones. Like, I don't fucking like that much bones in my fish. And like, not enough fish, too much bone, too expensive, not worth it.
I had the same issue. But after trying Hilsha fish here, weirdly enough, I know you can't cook, so that's kind of a waste of saying it. But the fishes that they export to like foreign countries, those are pretty fucking good. Like, I had like once or twice here, but it didn't felt like it's a frozen fish, it's whatever. It was pretty fucking good.
Right.
Like, it's a traditional thing. Obviously, it depends on the taste and the subjective. Growing up, I never liked it. It was never my first choice. I would rather have beef any day.
It's the bones for me, okay? That's what does it. That's a deal breaker. Because I hate picking bones out of fish. And this thing has bones in places. Nothing should have bones in, okay? Like, it's fucking tummy. The fucking tummy of the fish is like bones and like prickly needles, like full of them. Like, this thing is a living nightmare. I don't know. Like, does this thing cry every night? And like, it hurts throughout its existence? Like, all these fucking needly bones throughout its body? Is its existence a painful, miserable one until the day it dies? Is it hungry?
Let's not think of the fish as a life, because then it becomes kind of grim and weird. That
it does. And weirdly enough, it has small fucking little bone that no other fish had. And
we don't know that.
I've never.
But that's why I like salmon, because you don't. There's no fucking bones. You just fucking eat it.
No, but there's a lot of fish like that, okay? Like, ocean fish usually don't have as many. it's those freshwater fish that have a lot of bones, and that hilsha, the hilsha is like the fucking nightmare. It's like, I'm pretty sure no other fish in the world has bones. It's weird.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like, do you have no strength in your fucking muscles at
all?
They
have a vertebra, right? They have a spine thing going on, right?
Yeah, every fish has that.
Wait, I don't know. Why are we talking about hilsha fish now? Like, nobody's interested in this. We're talking too long about this at this point.
Well, Donk is fucking gone. I don't know what the fuck else to talk about.
Okay, no more hilsha fish. If anybody's listening, ever visits a Bengali dude or a girl or is in Bangladesh, please do try this. You might hate it or you might really like it.
Oh, no. But be careful if you try this fish. Be careful of the bone in every bite, okay? You really gotta pick. And I'm not over-exaggerating this. When I say, you gotta be careful or you can die. These bones,
you can die, but yeah, you might have, die. You'll have an experience to remember. Let's just say that.
You never got fucking fish bone caught in your throat, bitch?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, so?
Like, yeah, I have glasses, bro. I don't see half of the fucking bones that I have to pick up. I'll be the good guy and I'll swallow the fucking bones.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like halfway through you have to commit. You're like, all right, it's too late now. I can't get it out. I gotta just...
Imagine if that's what girls think when they take it too deep in their throat. They're like, oh, it's already in there. Might as well swallow it now. There's no coming out.
I mean, it's gonna be unpleasant either way. Like, if you take it out, or you like, there's no win in that scenario.
Well, anyway, what anime or TV shows or movies have you watched this past week?
I didn't see anything. I don't think so. Oh, I saw probably a few episodes of Frasier. Do you know that? Like, 30 years old sitcom?
Right. I think I heard about it, but what? It's a 30-year-old sitcom?
Yeah.
Why are you watching that?
I couldn't find anything because I was in a mood of watching a sitcom, and most of it is trash. The comedy genre is the trashest genre ever, but for some reason, I kept going back to it. It's everything is trash. And that was like one of the classic trash. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot, I guess. Like, I have stooped low enough to watch Friends. I guess I can stoop a bit low to watch. Like, I've seen Big Bang Theory. Like, I have seen The Dirt.
Stoop
in the bottom.
Low enough. You used to love that shit. You used to eat that shit up, like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
No, like, don't get me wrong. I had genuine laughters from Friends. But it's not a good show. Like, it's not. But,
Bro, you used to fucking love Chandler. You're like, bro,
he's funny.
Is
he's
the
funny.
Boss. He is.
No, like, you don't watch Friends for the plot or for the story. You watch it for jokes. And for jokes, it's pretty good. Like, few episodes. But if you look at the nitty-gritty of the storyline, you question a lot of things, and then you find everything not funny. I mean, there are a few episodes that there really stands up, and they are really funny, even stood up the time. But overall, the story's not that good. Obviously. It's a sitcom.
Sitcoms aren't really about the stories. Like, and the comedy isn't that highbrow comedy usually either. It's just like sitcoms are supposed to turn your brain off, silly humor, haha laughter once or twice. Yeah,
that Friends do pretty good. So in that regard, it's pretty good show, but it's still not the, you know, like, you would rather watch a show that moved you or made you think.
Bro, that's what I always say, but you're the motherfucker who's like, you know what I really want to watch right now? A 30-year-old sitcom that I cannot relate with at all because all the jokes are outdated and I can't understand any reference they make.
Okay, the thing is, like, for me, I have to get hooked with a show to watch it. I don't have anything against any genre apart from horror. I don't like horror whatsoever. It's not because I'm a bitch and I'm afraid. None of that. It's because I actually don't like the concept of horror films or shows. It just doesn't appeal to me. Anyway,
yeah, I get that.
I have to get hooked. But whatever the premise is, it doesn't sold me. Like, I need a YouTube video of a guy convincing me this is the show you need to see. You need to see it. It's a must-watch show before you die. That's what I need to hear. And then I need to like the plot. And then the show has to deliver some sort of hook to me in the first one or two episodes to keep me watching. And when you put all of that, it sounds like, bitch, shut the fuck up. I ain't making, like, there are not many shows. It becomes really difficult to find what I'm looking for, depending on
you're being a picky bitch, okay? Just fucking eat your vegetables, okay? Why are you picking your vegetables out of your fucking food?
Because there are some vegetables I like and there are some vegetables I hate. So I'm not gonna have something.
I've given you enough shows. Like, just on this very show, I've talked about in details movies and shows.
I have watched Tropic Thunder.
You did?
The first 20 minutes and I hated it. The humor did not go well with me. It was so off the top that it wasn't funny. It was more like, ha. Okay, that's fucking cringe. That's what the first 20 minutes was. That's what the first 20 minutes was. Bro, I listen to your advice. I watch stuff. What? You donkey, I listen. But it's just... the blackface thing wasn't doing it for me.
What the fuck?
The blackface was not doing it for me. I was that Karen that was like, okay, that's funny though. Again, that's a 15-year-old movie. So what the fuck, bro? Why are you even telling me to watch a 15-year-old movie and another one which was 19-year-old, I think?
Which one?
Yeah, those were the two recommendations.
Zoolander?
Yeah.
Because it's fucking comedy gold, you fucking idiot! You villain! You enemy of comedy! You fucking humorless piece of garbage! Filth! On this earth, how can you say that Tropic Thunder is not funny? You have lost it.
I tried. Any semblance
of sanity left?
I'm sorry. I mean it. Look, bro, I watched it for 20 minutes. I didn't find it funny. I didn't like the way. The over the top things, I don't know, it's just not my kind of humor. What can I do? Like, I can't. Do you want me to sit here and lie about my individual taste just to tell you, oh bro, that's the funniest shit ever?
Okay, tell me, what is your kind of humor? What is your favorite comedy movie of all time?
Oh my god, I don't have that.
What? Tell me your fucking comedy humor.
Okay. How I Met Your Mother. I like that comedy. Those sort of comedies. Like, I think anything that has a friendship element to it, and it's like friends having fun, or friends trying to pick out a girl, or any friendship thing, but can't be high school or college, because I don't like that. That high school drama thing is not for me, or college drama is not for me. But friendship sort of comedies, even Hangover, Grown Ups, anything of those genre is what is my filth.
But The Hangover, it's what? Hangover,
I mean, friends hanging out, right? Friends going on a trip. Whatever.
You're just fucking looking for something you can't have. Like, what the fuck? You're trying... Are you trying to vicariously live out some fantasy here? Like, dude, it's comedy! It doesn't have to be just about friends going on a trip. This is not a feel-good slice of fucking life anime. You don't...
You're attacking me now in front of people, probably 30 people who's going to watch it, and I don't appreciate it, okay? You asked me a genuine question, I answered. Why are you coming at me? That wasn't supposed to happen.
Tropic Thunder has friends. They're
Tropic
friends.
Thunder is shit in the first 20 minutes. I don't know if it gets goods or not, but it was shit. It was so hard
movie
watch.
In the first 20 minutes.
Because it's shit. The first 20 minutes is shit. And I had to make a decision. Do I watch shit for another hour and 10 minutes?
You're saying...
I already know it's shit.
You saw the introduction of all these characters. You saw Tom fucking Cruise come in as a bald man with a fat belly wearing a business suit and gold...
Wait, did he? I don't think so he came on. Or maybe I didn't recognize him. Okay. So, you know, the black...
Introductions and all this shit, and you thought that the first 20 minutes... Shit?
Yeah. Bro, like, filming a fake film in that manner, in that over-the-top, oh, I'm crying, oh, I lost my hand, I got, like, 7 bullets, but I'm still okay. All those... Because... Bro, we grew up watching Hindi films. That's normal to us. That's not funny anymore.
What are you on about? How are you comparing Tropic Thunder to the fucking Bollywood films?
I'm just saying, like, it's so stupid that it's not funny.
It's so stupid that it is funny. Why are you trying to find logic in a comedy?
I wasn't trying to find logic, but I didn't find it. Haha. I was like, okay. And that okay, that weirdly judging where the movie's going is what I did.
That is your problem. Why are you judging the fucking movie?
I can't help it. I find it funny. I can't help it. What do you mean? I can't help it. It's like when I watched The Office, I found it very weird and cringe rather than laughing, because I was like, oh my god, I can't take this, rather than laughing because it's funny. I don't know. It's just how it is. Like, when I watched The Office, half of the time I was laughing and half of the time I was like, oh my god, no. No, Michael, no. And Michael would be like, that's what she said. Like... The thing is, like, I don't know,
stop self-inserting yourself, okay? You gotta stop putting yourself in the POV.
I am not putting myself in the POV. It's just not my kind of humor. Like, why can't you wrap that around your head that it's not my kind of humor?
You're jerking off thinking that you're the one fucking the girl in porno, okay? That's the problem here. The cringe characters are not you. Them being cringe is funny. It's not about you, cringe.
It's equally uncomfortable to see them cringe. I would have the same experience if you had a shitty, cringy thing. I would probably laugh at you though, but the point is I would sympathize as well.
Donkey, this guy watched Tropic Thunder and he thought it was shit. He thought the first 20 minutes was so shit that he couldn't continue the movie and he dropped it.
So apparently, it's not full R-word enough for him.
He was like, oh, it's so fucking stupid that it doesn't make sense. And I just couldn't. I just dropped it. Like,
yeah,
it's to make sense.
No, it's like they're deliberately trying to make me laugh, but it's not making me laugh. It's making me. It's like that unknowing cousin that would poke you around and be like, hee-hee. It's not funny. You're fucking poking. It's not funny if you do that. And they would think they're hilarious. That's how the movie.
Sorry, my boss is calling.
Seems like we lost Donkey. Again. Yep.
Jinx. If somebody says Jinx.
It doesn't matter. You said it after me.
No, I said it at the same time. What do you mean?
Run it
back. I'm not a follower.
I'm the one
who initiates and people follow. Okay, I'm not a follower.
Okay.
You followed my footsteps.
Okay, whatever. It is okay, what does the fucking Jinx mean? What does that do? What?
I don't know. Like, if you say Jinx, then the other person is not supposed to talk until I tell them to. I think that was a thing like that. Like, back in the day, wasn't it a thing? It was a thing, right?
I remember there was something, but I never did anything with that thing, so it doesn't matter.
So you chose to make me look stupid again. Okay, how about this? We launch a poll on your channel.
Nobody's
is Tropic Thunder funny or not? And then we'll see how many vote says otherwise.
Okay. But you're not allowed to vote.
Okay, I won't vote from my account.
Fuck off. If you use your fucking multiple accounts and try to vote.
What are you talking about? I wouldn't do that. Probably. How would you know? Okay. How would you know?
Let me pull this shit up. Let me see how much Tropic Thunder has.
Alright. Do that. I'm just saying the movie's humor is not for everybody, and I am in that category where the movie's humor is not for me.
It's got a 82% Rotten Tomatoes and 7.1 IMDb. Compared to The Grown Ups, that has a 5.9 on IMDb. Grown Ups 2, which has a 5.3.
Okay, I get it. Shut up.
An 11% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, be honest. Which one you laughed more at?
Bro, of course Tropic Thunder. What do you mean? If you're gonna ask me, of course I fucking laughed at the Tropic Thunder.
I didn't have a single laugh in the first 20 minutes. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
And maybe I wasn't in the mood to watch the movie. Maybe that was...
Yeah, okay. And you didn't even try Zoolander.
Yeah, I didn't try it after that. I'm going to. It's not like, nah, I'm not going to or anything. It's just I haven't got around to watching that. I plan on watching it, obviously. Look, bro, I don't have any confidence. Every show you have recommended me, I have watched it, at least. Even if did I finish all of them? No. But I've watched it. I have respect for your taste in movies and TV series, because most of them are good. It's just, sadly, this one isn't.
Yeah, the 82% on Rotten Tomatoes would like to disagree with you.
The 18%, the minority is... Bro.
The minority is the bitch. Okay, the minority are bitches. Little bitches. And then it doesn't count. And the what? And after hearing that, I don't know what you're going to say about Zoolander, because I have no confidence in you anymore. Okay? I have no fucking
because it's the same sort of humor.
Yeah.
I
think it's because it's like I mentioned in the previous conversation. I think Larry's sense of humor is more similar to mine. It's like Adam Sandler's kind. And then Ben Stiller's comedy is a different kind.
Yeah, but it should still be funny. Like, if he doesn't find it as funny as me, it should still be funny to him. Not like drop the movie after 20 minutes.
Like, okay. If it, Tropic Thunder, why I started it is because someone told me about Robert Downey Jr.'s role. And throughout the movie, I was waiting for that part. So that's why I sat through the movie.
So you didn't like the other parts of it? You didn't watch it, like
I like the other parts where there was no Ben Stiller in it. Like Jack Black and Robert Downey Jr. and all.
But I
enjoyed their humor, but not Ben Stiller's humor.
Yeah, I don't think Ben Stiller is that big of a part of in that movie though. Like I think it's carried by the other characters.
Yeah, in the start, the first 20 minutes, I think that's where a lot of introduction of Ben Stiller's character was there. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. Like, I have, though, given that I haven't watched the movie in a long time, probably years. But I don't remember.
Yeah, maybe it didn't stood the time of, the time that well. Like, maybe that could be. Because a lot of shows don't age well, or movies don't age well. And it probably didn't age as well as you think it did.
Maybe. Maybe I'll need to watch it again.
Or another thing is, like, I realized, like, you know, like when Star Wars got out, it was the revolutionary movie. It was the best thing ever, the trilogy.
Oh, but shit.
Over the years, every movie adopted some element from Star Wars, from The Godfather, and one of those classic movies. To the point now, if you watch those classic movies where the actual, you know, origin came from, you're like, yeah, but it's kind of mid. Because movies took the iteration and perfected it or made those things better. Like the betrayals or the double whatever, right? The suspense. They took that element and writers made it better over the years. Now when you look back to those classics, it's like, yeah, it's okay, but it's not that mind blowing anymore because it's not the first thing that you have seen. It's your exposure to that genre, to that style, is now way different and refined than the classic.
Yeah, I mean I get that, but like that argument does not apply to this, because your argument is grown-ups is funny, Tropic Thunder isn't. So that's the thing.
I saw Grown Ups probably 7 years ago or eight years ago.
Exactly. Maybe, I don't know. So I haven't watched Tropic Thunder in a long while. But I've watched Zoolander just recently, like a few weeks ago. And I fucking laughed my ass off. And I remember that Tropic Thunder was like in a similar vein, like a similar humor kind of movie. So I thought it should still be funny. So that's why. But I rewatched Zoolander a few weeks ago and I laughed my fucking ass off. Like, I had forgotten most of the details in that movie, in the Zoolander movie. I just remembered the plot, I think. I didn't even remember the plot. I forgot almost everything. And it was all new. And I fucking laughed my ass off again. Still. So, yeah.